All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us. Always nice to see you, Sammy.
I love you. Thank you.
And when did you realize you were a pig? There are a lot of people in Southern California who are overweight. Like my my dear friend Randy Wang sitting in there.
Now, would you really qualify him as a pig? Is he a pig?
Randy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I totally am. I realized it since
I was 12.
He's
a nice guy, but, I mean, he's a pig.
I mean, just because he eats a lot, his weight, just his attitude, he's slovenly. Like, what makes him piggish?
Well, I mean, he's well-dressed, he's well-mannered, he's a fairly conservative guy when it comes to, you know, his money and his, you know, his overall life. He's, you know, he doesn't go out there and hurt anybody. But the guy will, I'm looking right now at something he printed out for me. He even admits that he's a pig. And it's his bank statement.
Oh, my gosh.
From his, this is from your ATM card?
This is from my credit card for
the last
month.
And here's the credit card. It says, and I'll read them in order. Jack in the Box, $8. Taco Bell, $6. Jack in the Box, $8. Riverside Valero, I guess that's gas, or what was that?
I went to go get a Chili Willy.
A Chili Willy.
Gas place.
And then you got a Horizon Rent-A-Car, Taco Bell, Big Wang's, Jack in the Box, McDonald's, Carl's Jr., Jack in the Box, Century Theaters, then Valley Pizza, Taco Bell, Big Wang's, Jack in the Box, Del Taco, Subway, Jack in the Box, Pizza Land, Big Wang's, Jack in the Box, Carl's Jr., Wendy's, Jack in the Box, KFC, Big Wang's, and Ross, Dress for Less. What'd you pick up there? A nice eating sweater?
I bought some new sheets.
No, wait. Was that his list from the last week?
This is from 7:07 through 7:26. This is 3 weeks.
And Jesus Tim?
Christ. And those are all of his charges on his credit card.
Tim, now, can I interject something about Taco Bell?
I'm sorry. What was that?
I just wanted to interject something. You know, with the new value menu at Taco Bell, everything's like 69 and 79 cents.
Right.
You have to be ordering a lot to get $6 worth of food at Taco Bell right
now. And why
now.
Are you paying for it with a credit card? I mean, where's the cash?
I don't carry cash on me. But it's so easy. You just swipe your card.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's extra charges. And
no, there's not. They don't do that anymore.
It does get a little embarrassing when the guy at Jack in the Box takes his credit card and there's actually Taco Bell hot sauce on it.
Oh.
So, and it smells like Taco Bell. I bet your credit card smells like fast food.
Everything in my house, my car, my clothes, everything smells like Taco Bell or Jack in the Box.
All right, Randy Wang.
And you wonder why he's single.
Well,
I can't figure it out.
I can't either.
I can. Ask the expert.
The biggest
single
mystery
lifer.
In the relationship world.
Why the hell can't I get a chick?
Let me count the ways.
Let me count the eating joints. All right, here. When did you realize you were an absolute pig? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
You know what I realized? I dated a pig.
You did?
I did. Wow. And you brought something up before the break. Like, did you look at yourself in the mirror or did you see a picture of yourself and you realized one day, oh my God, I'm a pig? My ex-boyfriend started out fairly skinny, ended up pushing 300 pounds.
What did he start at?
I would say probably like 215.
So he put on 85 pounds while he dated you?
Over like 5-6 years, yeah.
Wow.
And I didn't realize how...
Did he blame it on you?
No. He's just a gluttonous overeater, and that's just his style.
Jesus.
But I didn't realize how big he was until I saw a picture of him. I saw a picture of him from 6 years ago with me, and then a picture, like a current one from last year of me and him. That movie, Chet, the big blob of whatever, you know that movie? What was it?
Weird Science.
He looked like that in the picture.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, dude. So I say, hey, I dated a pig.
Let's talk to Ariza in Northridge. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you guys
All
doing?
Right, man. What's happening in Northridge?
You know, nothing much. Thank God the earthquake wasn't over here this time, you know?
Yeah.
Last time it went crazy. Anyway,
were you there for the last one?
Yes, I was there for the last one.
Oh,
you know, the last one at 6.7, it looked a lot harder than this one. This one looked like a little aftershock or something.
Yeah, this is nothing, man.
Yeah, this is nothing if you went over that one. But I you know what? About my weight, I just get depressed thinking about working out now. That's the problem. I went from 215 to 305. So now when I think about working out, I see all these commercials, come join the gym, come do this, come do that.
Right.
A Jack in the Box. You know, this is crazy. They're saying, oh, yeah, you have a fat America. I go to my doctor, and he pulls out the chart, and he goes, this is your BMI. I know my weight. You don't have to transfer it to 28.6 and tell me this. I know I'm fat.
Hey, where are you from originally?
Iran.
I don't see a lot of Middle Eastern guys fat.
Oh, yeah, I'm very fat. I came to America. I just eat every single thing I see up there, you know?
But in Iran, do they have McDonald's and Jack in the Box, all that stuff?
I think they're always in the training camp, so they're working out. But they get their workout in the Al-Qaeda training camps and all that stuff.
All right, Reza. Try to lose a little of that weight, buddy.
I will. Thank
all right, take care of yourself, man. How dare you? That is so condescending. All right, when did you realize you were a complete effing pig? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Mike and Carson, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike.
I realized that I was a pig when I was a little kid, actually, and I actually had to wear adult clothes.
Oh, God.
Wow.
How old were you when you started shopping at the men's store?
The big and tall?
No, not big and tall. I mean, I was a short kid. I just had a weird body. So, like, I mean, I was short, but I was like the kid from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yeah. The girl?
No, the boy.
The guy. The little fat one.
The one who drowned in chocolate. One.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay, right, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I had to be, I think I was like 12 or 13 when I had to start it.
And so you were like 12 years old, and everybody else was wearing Garanimals, and you were wearing like your dad's clothes.
Pretty much, yeah.
And they probably had to cut off the pants. Everything had to be hemmed for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was like 5 feet when I started going to high school, and I was weighing about maybe 240.
Oh my gosh, man!
Wow. Are you still a virgin?
No, thank God.
You lost a little of that weight?
Yeah. Well, the sad part is that I actually lost some weight and joined the Marine Corps.
Oh, good.
And I gained all the way back.
Oh, man. How old are you?
I'm 26.
Yeah, how
are you
tall
still 5 foot tall?
No, I'm, 5'6".
Oh, you're 5'6". All right, what do you weigh?
Right now I weigh 292.
At 5'6"?
Yeah.
You're fine.
What?
Yeah, he's fine.
No, I'm a big dude, man. My waist size is about 46.
Get back in those Marines, dude.
I got to tell you, Mike, I'm not calling you a pig, but my pig, the one that I dated, he was like 6'4 at 300.
Yeah, he could wear it well.
But he still was big, dude.
Yeah.
He was a big guy.
Yeah, I'm still a big guy. I mean, on Saturday, I went to Mickey D's, and I just... I
cleaned up, huh?
It was, yeah, I did. I mean, I had like 2 double cheeseburgers, chicken sandwich, and a double quarter pound with cheese, and that's horrible.
You're never going to get skinny like that, Mike.
Yeah. I know.
Randy Wang calls that day that comes right before Sunday, fatter day.
Exactly.
Yeah, because, I mean, just like Randy, my credit card bill, you'll see nothing but fast food, and I'm spending like 10, 12 bucks, you know, every time I go out.
Hey, listen, at least you have a sense of humor about it. You're enjoying yourself. You know, a lot of guys are fat and miserable as hell.
And at least he's not a virgin, as you are.
Yeah, there you go.
How long were you in the Marines?
4 years.
4 years?
Yeah.
What years?
2004.
So you were in Iraq for a little while.
I was in Kuwait, actually, yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. Did you see any action?
No, I didn't see any action. I was out there post-war, but...
Oh, I see.
It was still kind of...
What was your job? You in the Army?
No, Marine Corps.
Marine Corps. What was your job?
Supply administration, but when I was out there, I was doing tech support.
Jesus. All right, man. Well, we all appreciate your service, dude.
Oh, thanks, man.
You know?
I'm glad to give it.
All right, man.
And
take
I'd
care
even
yourself.
Throw you a free, you know, bang because you're...
Whoa, wait. That's a great offer. Are you a single guy?
Yes, I am.
You want to have sex with Sam Phillips?
I mean, it's the least I can do. I mean, the man fought for our country.
All right.
Or at least supplied parts or something.
Yeah, that's usually not a prerequisite. And if you have, like, a peepee, she'll hit it. All right, hold on one sec. You want to hit that Sam Phillips?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
And hey, I mean, I'm used to this body type. It's not like a huge departure for me.
All right, will you have sex with the guy?
Maybe.
Yeah, he's in the Marine Corps.
Yeah. Will he wear his outfit?
I don't know. Hey, Mike, will you wear that outfit of yours?
If it still fits.
If not, just go to a secondhand store and pick one up.
There you go.
Right.
Or have your tailor let
All
it
right,
out.
Hold on one second there. Hey, Gina, Mike wants to have sex with Sam. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. When did you realize you're a complete effing pig? Let's talk to Jerry in Ontario. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, about a year ago, I don't know, it was probably a Saturday night, I was sitting there and I got hungry, ordered Domino's pizza, you know, went in and called it in, and then I was, I don't know, about 10 minutes later, I was watching TV and I saw a commercial come across for Pizza Hut. And I was just like, man, that looks really good. The next thing I know, I'm on the phone ordering Pizza Hut. And like 45 minutes later, the Domino's guy pulls up. And I'm paying him. And as the Domino's guy's walking away, the Pizza Hut guy's pulling up.
Do we have a prize for him?
Yeah, we got a pizza certificate. That's classic, man. Now, you forgot that you ordered Domino's?
Yeah, you know, I don't know what. I saw the commercial for Pizza Hut. And when the Domino's guy came to the door, you know, I was actually confused. I opened the door, and it was, you know, like I hadn't seen somebody I'd known for years. But I was looking like, I don't understand. And the amount that I had was different from what I thought I needed because I
had
him out for the Pizza Hut.
Jesus Christ. Now, did the Domino's pizza guy and the Pizza Hut guy give each other the eye like, yeah, the fat guy's in 305?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the stairs going down from the house, when the guy pulls up the street, you know, the guy from Domino's is walking down the stairs.
Right.
And in the house, we've got the little Malibu lights and crap in the front yard. Oh, sorry, Cafe. But the Pizza Hut guy is coming up, and he's, like, eyeballing the Domino's guy, and the Domino's guy's eyeballing the Pizza Hut guy, because, you know, they got the little rooftop lights. Right. And as they're driving around the cul-de-sac, like, the Pizza Hut guy pulls up behind the Domino's guy, and as the Pizza Hut guy gets out of the car, the Domino's guy is getting ready to get in the car, and they actually, like, stop and have this moment where they're, like, mad-dogging each other.
Did you finish everything?
Did I finish both of them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And actually, when I realized what had happened, I was quite happy because I realized I didn't order enough from Domino's or Pizza Hut to begin with. So, hey, I had an extra pizza.
You know, you should paint the curb yellow and just put pizza on it. Paint pizza on it. That's only for the pizza fellas to park there.
pizza parking only?
Emergency pizza parking. That's classic, buddy. Thanks for calling, man.
That's very funny.
Thank you guys.
That's one of the funniest stories I've heard in a long time.
That was good.
Jesus Christ. The guy orders from Domino's Pizza, then sees a commercial for Pizza Hut. And orders Pizza Hut.
Forgets he ordered the Domino's.
That's classic. Guys and I like running into each other in front of the house.
They both show up at the same time like, hey, what are you doing here? What are you doing here?
Oh, that's so great, man. Let's talk to, how about Jen in Anaheim? You're on 97.1. When did you realize you were a pig, baby? Are you walking backwards?
Oh, hey. Sorry, I didn't hear the phone. Yeah.
By the way, that's a real sign that you're a pig. When you have a reverse signal on your ass. All right, Jen, you fat some?
Oh, yeah. No, I realized it one day when I was going through, like, a crowd near a drive-thru, and I asked the lady that was giving my food to throw away, like, all these other models that were, Jack-in-the-Box cups and McDonald's cups that were in my car, and she looks in my car, and she sees, like, four different bags, but they're each from, like, different fast food restaurants, and they're all, like, probably from, like, yesterday or the day before.
Right.
They're not even, like, you know, that much in the past. I'm like, oh, my gosh, how embarrassing.
I do that. I don't give it to the lady at the windows, but I try to hide all the other fast food bags when I pull up to Carl's.
I try to do that, too, but then it's really hard when you're trying to put a new cup in your cup holder and you have, like, everything filled up. You're like, where do I put this one now? It's so sad. You just throw them all in the back, and then eventually there's, like, tons of bags and fast food junk in the back of your car.
I've been in girls like your cars before.
Yeah. Yeah, they smell like a combo of all the different fast foods you're horting back there. You're like a big squirrel. Just storing those bags away. All right, babe, thank you for calling.
Thanks.
All right, that is classic, man. I love it that chicks have the same problem as dudes when it comes to fast food.
There's not a lot of differences between us.
I guess not, break it all down. There you go. All right, Sam Phillips is sitting in tonight. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.